And now we're going to head to Yuba County. On the edge of the town of Marysville, there's this strip mall. Some of the windows are covered with paintings of bright bowls of noodles, papaya salad, woks.
The market name is Pong Yu Lee's Market.
This is Ku Lee.
It's translated in my language, it's called Friendly's Market. I'm not sure we're friendly, but we try to.
Ku is Hmong, and she was born in Laos. Her store's shelves are bursting with ingredients for all kinds of Asian food. Their inventory would rival Asian grocery stores in big cities.
On this side, we have all different kind of coconut milk.
Four shelves just of coconut milk, and four more shelves of hot sauces, specialty vegetables and herbs from local Hmong farmers. A whole corner of the store is dedicated to rice, an entire aisle to noodles.
These noodles for the pad thai noodle or the pho. And the one down here is for the curry noodle that I'm making today.
If you wind your way through the candy aisle, you'll find a small, bustling kitchen in the back corner. And that's where Ku does the cooking for the store's small restaurant. For her series, California Foodways, reporter Lisa Morehouse tells us about becoming a fan of the dishes made here and appreciating the woman behind them even more.
On a road trip about 5 years ago, I was driving down Highway 99 around lunchtime when I found Lee's Market and the little restaurant in the back. I've probably visited 10 times since then, bringing friends, eating down the menu, and chatting with Ku Lee in the kitchen. When I arrived this time, she's prepping to-go dishes.
In this bowl is my deep-fried chicken leg quarter. And I'm packing that one with the sticky rice for $6.
Other options with sticky rice? Spicy Lao sausage, ribs.
This is a steamed fish. This is Lao style.
Stuffed with spicy pepper, cilantro, dill, lime leaves, ginger, garlic. Ku is so busy, I have to interview her while she cooks. There's been a stream of in-person and phone customers since I came in at noon. And Ku tells me she and her helper, Nana, prepared 60 or 70 takeout items this morning, and they're already sold out.
This part right here, I'm making, we call the kubong, is the chicken curry soup, go with the noodle.
A curry she made last night after customers were gone.
It took almost 3 hours just to do the paste. I slow cook my curry paste, and after so long, then you got all this red, yummy stuff right here.
It will last her a couple of days. I ask her to describe the types of cuisine on the menu.
I think we had a combination of Thai, Laos, and Hmong food that we serve here. We live in Laos, and we share Laos food.
And Laos and Thailand share a border.
Laos and Thai are similar. They are almost like families.
A lot of what people in the U.S. think of as Thai food originated in Laos or is cooked by Laos chefs.
Because I guess Thai are more,
I'm
not sure popular is the word, but it's because they are more well-known. Not too many people know Hmong.
She says traditional Hmong food is more home cooking. Dishes like pork ribs with mustard greens and chicken with herbs like mugwort and Okinawa spinach.
We eat a lot of Lao and Thai food too.
Lee's Market is a family affair. Over the years, I've met her son working the front counter. Today, it's her husband.
It just keeps us both on our feet all day long.
A few of her 10 grandchildren poke their heads in to say hi.
Hey, beautiful.
Or deliver a phone order.
Thank you.
This granddaughter, Ku tells me, likes to pose and dance.
She likes to make me happy.
Oh yeah?
That little girl, I'm so happy with her. My grandson. Where are you going? Oh my.
Her grandson cries when he sees this strange white lady holding a microphone.
He goes, what is going on? I thought I want to see my grandma.
Ku reaches a paddle into one of the 20-cup rice cookers she uses to keep her steamed, sticky rice warm. She squeezes a bit in her palm and hands it to him.
Oh, that's too much in your mouth.
And it soothes him.
I don't know. I've been eating sticky rice in my whole life. Back when I was my childhood, we don't even have anything to eat with the sticky rice. Just a hot sauce and sticky rice.
Because she grew up in the middle of a civil war.
I was born, not exactly know the month, but it was 1967. But I was born in that difficult time where we have to escape from place to place.
The people of Laos, including Hmong, were deeply divided between communist leaders and those loyal to the royal family. North and South Vietnamese military forces participated in the fighting too, and Laos became a Cold War battleground between the United States and the Soviet Union. The CIA recruited and trained 30,000 Laotians, mostly Hmong, to fight communists. And in covert missions, the U.S. dropped 2 million tons of cluster bombs on parts of Laos.
And I was born in the most popular hometown, Long Chien, for the Hmong people. And then we keep moving. I know my dad's in the military for the CIA. He's a soldier.
But Ku is hesitant to talk too much about the past.
I don't want to go into that story because I might say it wrong, because a lot of people out there, they know a lot.
You were also a little girl.
I'm just a little girl. I don't know much about it.
She does remember there was only a little food, that sticky rice and hot sauce.
Or soup, like mustard green soup and regular rice. All sweet would be like sugar cane, papaya, sweet potato.
When the communists won the war in 1975, Ku's family, like a full quarter of the country, became refugees.
Because my dad's in the military or the soldier, he can't stay in Laos no more, or else they're gonna took him, and they took a lot of people and they never come back.
Ku was 8 or 9 when her family went to a refugee camp in Thailand. Originally, the family moved to Michigan. In the 80s, she got married, came to California, and started her own family. Her husband's brothers own stores like this one in Fresno and Sacramento, and so the couple decided to open Lee's Market in Marysville.
We chose here because there is Hmong population here and not too many market here.
At the time, refugee resettlement policy was to disperse Hmong people all over the U.S., sometimes in small towns, away from others in their community. But many families later moved closer to each other, to places like Detroit, Merced, and Stockton, for support. And Hmong neighborhoods grew in agricultural places like the Sacramento Valley, too. Ku had no intention of serving made-to-order food at Lee's Market. At first, she just wanted a little kitchen to prep some takeout food, like sausage and sticky rice. But word of mouth spread, and Ku expanded her menu and put in some seating.
At first, it was more like the Hmong population, the Cambodia population. But right now, it become everybody's store.
Hi, how are you?
A longtime customer named Alexis Heflin places an order, and Ku asks, how spicy?
And they want not too spicy, not too sour. Some people, they will tell me exactly how they want it. But this is not like you make a hamburger that everything is just put the same thing. We do per customer requesting.
Like this papaya salad. Ku begins to pound ingredients in a mortar and pestle, beginning with tomatoes and a sauce.
Crab, shrimp paste, the fish, anchovy, all that mixed together.
Then salt, sugar, garlic, pepper, and peanuts.
And what I'm just grabbing right now is a green papaya,
which she shredded last night to have ready for today.
I know her for a long time, so I know she likes my papaya.
I have to get that every time I come.
Alexis is here with her sister Haley.
We've been coming here since we're like 5, and I'm 16, she's 20 now. Yeah.
Alexis has had papaya salad at other places, but it doesn't compare to Koo's, the one she grew up on.
She puts a special touch in it.
So this will go to my lab.
Oh, I always get the trifecta. You gotta have the beef lob, the papaya salad, and sticky rice. That's the holy trinity right there.
Bryce Moody has been a loyal customer of Koo's for more than 15 years.
We've watched each other's kids grow up.
He says when his sons were really small, they weren't interested in trying these dishes. So he'd pick up fast food for them before stopping at Lee's Market.
I'd eat, you know, the food here and they'd eat their Happy Meal.
But Bryce says now they're hooked on Koo's cooking too. When Koo was a child, she never would have believed that food would be her livelihood. She didn't really learn to cook until she got married and got a lot of help from her sister-in-law. And she kept learning.
I went to Thailand a couple of times and I kind of picked up a little thing from here and there. And I just, when I first opened here, I had a Thai lady that she come in and she works for me for a little bit. And she taught me how to cook all this curry and all these pad Thai.
Growing up, she learned some basics from her mom.
If you're born to be a girl, then you need to learn how to cook, no matter what.
But she says when she was young, she didn't like it.
I'm like a tomboy playing with my brother, and so I wasn't paying attention to cooking. I wasn't a good girl like how my mom wanted. I'm a naughty girl. I play like a boy.
You had an independence.
I'm so independent myself.
And with that, Koo is done talking about herself. She brings me an order of delicious kapun, that chicken noodle curry, and turns back to the stove to take care of all of the orders coming in. For the California Report, I'm Lisa Morehouse in Marysville.